Resurrection Mary is a well-known Chicago area ghost story or urban legend of the vanishing hitchhiker type, a type of folklore that is known in many cultures. According to the story, the ghost resides in Resurrection Cemetery in Justice, Illinois, a few miles southwest of Chicago. Resurrection Mary is considered to be Chicago's most famous ghost. Since the 1930s, several men driving northeast along Archer Avenue between the Willowbrook Ballroom and Resurrection Cemetery have reported picking up a young female hitchhiker. This young woman is dressed somewhat formally in a white party dress and is said to have light blonde hair and blue eyes. There are other reports that she wears a thin shawl, dancing shoes, carries a small clutch purse, and possibly that she is very quiet. As the driver nears Resurrection Cemetery, she disappears into it. According to the Chicago Tribune, full-time ghost hunter Richard Crow has collected 36 substantiated reports of Mary from the 1930s to the present. The story goes that Mary had spent the evening dancing with a boyfriend at the O. Henry Ballroom. At some point, they got into an argument and Mary stormed out. She left the ballroom and started walking up Archer Avenue. She had not gotten very far when she was struck and killed by a hit-and-run driver who fled the scene, leaving Mary to die. Her parents found her and were grief-stricken at the sight of her dead body. They buried her in Resurrection Cemetery, wearing a beautiful white dancing dress and matching dancing shoes. The hit-and-run driver was never found. Jerry Pallas, a Chicago Southsider, reported that in 1939 he met a person whom he came to believe was Resurrection Mary at the Liberty Grove and Hall on 47th and Mozart. They danced and even kissed, and she asked him to drive her home along Archer Avenue, exiting the car and disappearing in front of Resurrection Cemetery. In 1973, Resurrection Mary was said to have shown up at the Harlow's nightclub on Cicero Avenue on Chicago's southwest side. That same year, a cab driver came into Chet's Melody Lounge across the street from Resurrection Cemetery to inquire about a young lady who had left without paying her fare. There were said to be sightings in 1976, 1978, 1980, and 1989, which involved cars striking or nearly striking Mary outside Resurrection Cemetery. Mary disappears, however, by the time the motorist exits the car. She also reportedly burned her handprints into the wrought iron fence around the cemetery in August 1976, although officials at the cemetery have stated that a truck had damaged the fence and that there is no evidence of a ghost. In a January 31, 1979 article in the Suburban Trib, columnist Bill Geist detailed the story of a cab driver, Ralph, who picked up a young woman, a looker, a blonde. She was young enough to be my daughter, 21 tops, near a small shopping centre on Archer Avenue. Geist described Ralph as not an idiot or a maniac, but rather, in Ralph's own words, a typical 52-year-old working guy, a veteran, a father, Little League baseball coach, churchgoer, the whole shot. Geist goes on to say, "The simple explanation, Ralph, is that you picked up the Chicago area's preeminent ghost, Resurrection Mary." Some researchers have attempted to link Resurrection Mary to one of the many thousands of burials in Resurrection Cemetery. A particular focus of these efforts has been Mary Bregovi, who died in 1934, although her death came in an automobile accident in the downtown Chicago Loop. In 1999, Chicago author Ursula Belsky documented a possible connection to Anna Norcus, who died in a 1927 auto accident while on her way home from the O. Henry Ballroom, a theory that has gained popularity in recent years.
If you like that, then listen to our main show every Wednesday on all good podcast providers. It's Alive Alive, the really, really fake true crime horror podcast. All the guts and gore, none of the guilt. See you on Wednesdays.